Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Carol Topp from Homeschool CPA. I am on the fifth of a five-part podcast series about managing your money in a homeschool organization. We started out talking about the importance of separating duties so the treasurer doesn't do it all, bank reconciliations, and listen to that to find out why I think they are so important and unfortunately not done as often as they should. I had a third podcast in this series about different accounting software packages that can help you manage your money. Then I started talking in the last episode about the financial statements that your board should be looking at every month or as often as you meet every quarter that you should be requesting to see from your treasurer. And today we're going to talk about the other financial statement besides the statement of revenue and expenses. The statement I'm going to talk about today is the balance sheet. This is all spelled out better, or visually at least, in a book I wrote called Money Management in a Homeschool Organization. Podcasts are wonderful, but sometimes you need to actually see things and read it with your eyes. So I do talk about these financial statements in that book of money management. And you can find that at my website, homeschoolcpa.com, or it is on Amazon, Money Management in a Homeschool Organization. So now the balance sheet, oh my goodness, the balance sheet is a statement most people running homeschool groups don't even look at, don't even think about, don't even know it exists. But it is a financial statement that can be generated by accounting software like QuickBooks. If you're running something like money, personal financial software like Quicken or Mint or something like that, it will not generate a balance sheet for you. This is because personal money management is like an electronic checkbook, and it can show you money coming in and money going out like a checkbook, but it doesn't show you what's called a balance sheet. So let me explain what a balance sheet is, and when you're given one by your treasurer, what you're looking for and what would be red flags that your board should be asking questions about. Okay, that's about all I'm going to discuss about it. So the balance sheet is, it's kind of a funny name. I don't really like calling it a balance sheet, but that's what it got called, mostly by for-profit businesses. It's really probably better to call it what the not-for-profit world, which calls this statement a statement of financial position. That's a better description of what it is. It's a statement of how you're doing financially. So what it shows at the top is what you own, O-W-N, what you own, meaning your assets. And in a homeschool group, that's typically the cash that you have in your bank accounts. You know, maybe your checking account, your PayPal account, your savings account. Few homeschool groups own buildings. They might own some equipment, but basically their assets are the cash that they have. That's what you own. Then at the bottom half of this balance sheet, you show what you owe, O-W-E, owe to people, your liabilities. You might owe people a credit card balance. So that's a liability, a bill you owe. Some groups that employ workers, have employees, they owe taxes, employer taxes, the Social Security and Medicare. Typically, though, a lot of the homeschool groups I work with don't owe anybody anything. You know, they pay their bills on time, so they never have anything that they owe at the end of the month. So their liabilities are frequently zero. Okay. So their balance sheets can be very simple. They can say, okay, my assets at the top are what's in the checking account at this point in time, this day. Tomorrow it can change. Balance sheets are like a snapshot. Just as what do we own today? And what do we owe people? And the bottom line is that they should balance in the sense of, I hate to get into this accounting stuff, but that it ends up being called a balance sheet because the balancing is done at the bottom of the sheet where you take your assets, subtract your liabilities, and that's what's either called owner's equity, or in a nonprofit, it's called fund balance. Okay, That's more than you care to know. But here's the reason why balance sheets are really important, especially if you're using accounting software like QuickBooks. Okay, this is where it's really important. You need to look at that balance sheet, you as a board member and as a treasurer, the bookkeeper, because it will reveal mistakes that you have made. Okay, now reconcile the checking account really reveals mistakes. I harped on that a couple episodes ago, but the balance sheet will really show you whether you're recording things properly or not. So let me explain this by telling you a true story. I have several homeschool groups that are quite large, and they're using QuickBooks, and they hire me to help file their annual information return, the Form 990 or 990Z with the IRS. And so what they end up doing is they end up sending me their QuickBooks file. Wonderful. The first thing I do is I go to the balance sheet, and I look for red flags. And these are the red flags you should look for. Any negative number on the balance sheet is an indication that your bookkeeper or your treasurer is not recording things properly. There should be no negative numbers on the balance sheet. So, for example, I was looking at one and it had negative accounts receivable. So let me explain to you. Accounts receivable are money that people owe you. So maybe you invoice your families. So maybe it's like, August, and you're sending out all these invoices, right? And so you'll have accounts payable. People owe you money for the classes that are going to start in September, right? Okay, makes sense. Negative accounts receivable is just like, wrap your head around that. I can't. It's like, wait a minute. People owe me negative money? Wait, that would mean I owe people something? Wait. Well, what it happens is in the accounting software, they have received a payment from somebody and then gone back in time and recorded the invoice. It's messy bookkeeping, and it should not happen. And so when I see negative accounts receivable, I know that the bookkeeper or treasurer, who's ever entering it, is not doing their bookkeeping properly. Same thing with negative accounts payable. Now, accounts payable, when you owe people something. So I was looking at this balance sheet, and they had, so-and-so's credit card statement, negative. Negative. Well, how can you owe a credit card company negative money? Oh, I guess maybe if you bought something and returned it, but that's not what was going on. What was going on was bad, sloppy bookkeeping. Okay. So those are the things you're looking for. Any negative numbers on the balance sheets are just huge red flags that something is not going properly in the bookkeeping. The other thing you're looking for is, I saw this on a balance sheet recently, long-term liabilities. No. Liabilities are when you owe somebody something. Long-term liabilities are when you owe somebody something like over 30 years, like a mortgage. Most of you homeschool groups do not have mortgages. Okay, so you should see nothing under long-term liabilities. But I saw long-term liabilities. What in the heck is this? Well, they had put something in the wrong category in QuickBooks. Okay, well, by looking at that, I could conclude that like in 10 seconds. Their bookkeeper, their treasurer, their board should have been asking about that. And it is 6 months old when they had made this incorrect entry. So it should have been taken care of many months prior. Okay, the final thing you want to look at, if you're looking at a balance sheet that's been generated by accounting software like QuickBooks, would be personal names on the balance sheet. Oh my goodness. True story. Couldn't believe it. Got this QuickBooks file from a rather large homeschool group, having me prepare their IRS statement. And it had this account under assets. Remember, assets are what you own. Your assets should say checking account, savings account, maybe PayPal, because PayPal is just a form of a checking account. But what it said was it had a woman's name, a woman's name, like, you know, Shirley, Shirley's account. And I'm thinking, who in the heck is Shirley? And why does she personally get an account named after her? This is a nonprofit organization, folks. Shirley shouldn't have an account of her own named after her. No, it should be checking account, savings account, maybe PayPal. So this organization had so many problems on this balance sheet. I immediately started emailing the board members saying, what is going on? Who is Shirley? And why does she have an account? Well, it turns out Shirley was the wife of the treasurer. Now, that set off huge red flags in my mind. Like, why is the treasurer earmarking some of the nonprofit's money for his wife? Well, it got worse. You know, 2-hour phone call with one of the board members revealed that they had not been getting financial statements from the treasurer. He had not been showing them the balance sheet. They didn't catch any of these problems. And this was an organization I had worked with for 3 or 4 years, folks. They had been great. And then their former treasurer retired. You know, it was time for her to roll off and brought on this new one who just, I cannot believe how quickly in a year, he made such a mess of things. So it happens. It happens out there in homeschool groups. And this is why I thought, I got to get on my podcast. And I have got to beg and plead people to please do the bank reconciliations, because that would have revealed that, you know, sloppy bookkeeping was going on. Please, board members, ask for financial statements every month if you're a large organization, at least every quarter if you're a small one. And please look at the balance sheet. If you don't know what it looks like, hop on over to homeschoolcpa.com. Click on the bookstore and get a copy of Money Management in a Homeschool Organization. You can get it as an ebook for $4. It is so worth it, folks. Or if you prefer print, like me, $9. Okay, $9.95 from Amazon. Do that. You owe it to your group. You owe it to your members to create and maintain a healthy, financially healthy homeschool organization so that your programs can continue. So, you know, this is why I did this series of podcasts. Now, I don't think that the most interesting thing to talk about is money management in a homeschool organization, but it's important. So this may not be the most entertaining 10 or 15 minutes you've ever spent in your life, but I really hope that you're taking to heart the things I'm mentioning, that I want homeschool groups to be successful. And since I'm a CPA, I think that the money management part of leadership is very important for you to do and do well. Okay, so, you know, if you have any questions, folks, please call me. If you would like me to review your QuickBooks file, if you'd like me to review your financial statements, like your statement of revenue and expenses that I talked about in the previous episode, or your balance sheet, or if you pull up the balance sheet and you don't understand something on it, because it's kind of weird, these are weird accounting terms, you know, call me. I would love to have a conference call with your board. And maybe we can even Skype it, or, you know, we can go visual or something like that. You can show me what you guys do. I can give you advice on how to better generate financial statements that your board understands and finds useful. So all this in the name of helping you be better leaders. Thanks for all that you do.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.